to who we are. And for a community that often doesn't have a voice, I see my role and the role of other Latino Chicano filmmakers as that of representing. And so I try to do that. And the way that I've evolved it over the years is to do my own documentaries kind of on the side while I'm doing TV, commercial TV stuff that they pay me for. I rob a little of that money and make my own movies about who we are. And this is one of them. So Visions of Aztlan began 3 or 4 years ago. I was concerned that many of our first generation artists were getting older, and I wanted to make sure that their voice and that their message was captured for posterity. More importantly, I was a co-executive producer of a PBS documentary series called Chicano, History of the Mexican-American Civil Rights Movement. Anyone see that? Great. Well, when we did that series, we were very ambitious. We started off, we were going to do 8 hours. Then we were going to do 6 hours, and as you know, it wound up being 4 hours. We ran out of money. But one of the hours that we wanted to do was the story of the artists and how they were moved by the movimiento, how they were inspired by the movimiento, and how they gave back to the movimiento. And I was always very concerned about this story because I thought it was a vital one that needed to be told. So I decided that I would do the 5th hour of Chicano on my own, and that's what you're going to see here tonight. I interviewed over 40 artists, of which maybe 23, 24 made it to this final cut. Not everyone is represented, and I interviewed 2 or 3 people here from the San Diego area that are not in the film, but I put them together because I think that the story of Chicano Park is a really important one that deserves a piece unto its own. So after this movie that you're going to see, which is 1 hour in length, I'm going to show you a little 9-10 minute other film that is a work in progress that you can that is more about the local San Diego story. So without further ado, we will watch the movie, and I look forward to your comments afterwards. I'm going to stay over and do question and answer. Thank you very much. Oh. You can film me, but not the movie. It's a lot of hard work, and I don't like to get ripped off. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.